So I'd like to start with a little activity. Do I have any volunteers that might want to help out? Any of the students here? Yeah, how about, yes. You want to, yeah, come on down. Why don't you, yeah, you want to come on down? Any of the other young ladies want to help? Why don't you come on down? Yes, come on down. Anybody in the back? Anybody that didn't have a seat that wants to help out? Yes, why don't you come on down? Come on. All right. All right, so today I thought what we would do, since I was inspired by the first reading here, is I like to play a little activity, a little game. I call If I Was the King or If I Was the Queen of the World. You want to play?
Sure.
All right, so here's the rule of the game. I'm going to put the crown on your head, so you're the queen, and I'm going to give you this little globe here so you can be the queen of the world, and you can ask for anything. Okay? So that's how it goes. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here, you're the queen of the world. And you say, because I am the queen of the world, I demand...
Because I am the queen of the world, I demand I make all A's.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty strong. Very cool. All right, how about you? You ready?
Yeah.
You are the queen of the world. You can ask for anything you want. Here's the world in your hand. What would you like, ma'am?
Money.
You would like money. Like pennies? Pesos? No. Well, I mean, like, how much money are you talking?
Like big bills?
Big bills. Like a couple of them or like stacked high to the ceiling?
Yeah.
Like fill up the whole church with like Benjamins. That's pretty strong. That's good. All right, how about you? You are the queen of the world. Ma'am, you can ask for anything you want as the queen.
I demand that as queen of the world, I demand for world peace and an end to all wars.
That's pretty good, actually. That's a good queen right there. That's well done, queen. Now, queen, you can ask for anything you want, queen. They took all the good ones, huh? Good grades, money, world peace.
Okay, as the queen of the world, I demand peace, love, and snacks.
Oh, very good. Peace, love, and snacks. All right, and how about you? And you are the queen of the world, ma'am. What would you like?
I would love to travel anywhere at all times with anyone I want freely.
Awesome. That's pretty good. All right, that's cool. So you can get a lot of stuff done. All right, y'all can go have a seat. Do any of the dads want to play? Because I got a crown for dudes if any of the dads want to play. Any of the guys want to play? Any of the dads saying, man, you guys missed one. If I was the king of the world, this is what I would ask. Here you go. Here's your crown. Here you go. And here's your globe. All right, Mr. King, what would you like? What would you ask for if you were the king of the world?
If I was the king of the world, I wish I could succumb to all the beatitudes. May I be meek and humble, for I will inherit the earth.
That's pretty good.
May I be a peacemaker, we'll all be called sons of God.
Very good. Well, thank you, Mr. King. That's very good. That's pretty good. Any other kings? Anybody else want to go? Any of the guys? What would you? Okay, are you volunteering your dad? You were volunteering your dad. That's awesome. That's very cool. Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. Last one here. You're the king of the world. And what would you ask for, Mr. King?
As king of the world, I would like to know the secrets of all of you.
Oh, very good. All right, king of the world. Very good. So that's good. So we got a lot of good answers here. So it's important to keep in mind that today's reading, right? What happens in the context of this is that the people say to Samuel, look, dude, you're old now. And you need to be thinking about like an exit plan of who's going to be the next leader. And what had happened with Israel is that God had sent him this period of judges where he'd given him a leader during certain times where it was stressful, where it was tough. He says, okay, now, Samson, you're going to lead the people. Samuel, you're going to lead the people, right? And so they had these times where they would have judges. And the Israelites getting sad, right? They're looking around and like everybody else has a king or queen and we don't have anything. So they say to God and they say to Samuel, we want a king. And Samuel says in this reading, he said, look, if you get a king, you're going to get somebody who's going to demand good grades and snacks for everyone and everybody to bring him all their gold and their jewels. They're going to bring you all their awesome pigs so that they can make bacon and not share any with you. They're going to take all of your cows and they're going to make steak every night for dinner. That's what the king's going to do. He's going to take your land. You guys don't want a king. And the people say, what? Yeah, whatever, Samuel. No, we want a king. And God says to Samuel, look, Samuel, don't take this the wrong way. But they're not rejecting you as the king. They're rejecting who? They're rejecting God as their king. They're saying, look, God, even though you want to live holy and righteous and you want to bring about world peace and love for everybody, like, we don't care. We want a king. Because king shows power and respect. It demands authority, right? But God says, look, Samuel, give the people what they want. And so the Israelites, they get what they want. They get kings. And then throughout the time of Israel history, you see like this like the quality of king just slowly diminishes into the kind of kings that do exactly what Samuel prophesied would happen. Now, my friends, what happens when we get to choose? Sometimes we might say, look, I would love to live as a disciple. I would love world peace. I would love love for all people. But we're human beings. And naturally, we're going to go back to those awesome answers like, hey, bring me all your money. Bring me all your gold. Respect me. Give me good grades. But God says, look, that's not the kind of God. That's not the kind of leader. That's not the kind of king that I am. Jesus in the gospel shows the people, I can do anything. I can cure somebody who can't walk. I can forgive his sins. And I don't know if y'all picked up on this, but maybe the dad who became the king of the world picked up on it. Jesus is there and he says to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven. And the Pharisees are there and the scribes, and they're thinking, who can say, I forgive sins? So Jesus was able to read the thoughts of those who were there. That's a pretty cool power. And the people that are gathered there are like, okay, Jesus can do anything he wants. He's the king, right? He can do whatever he wants. And he chooses to forgive. He chooses to heal. What? It shows us what kind of king he really is, what kind of leader he is, what kind of Lord he is. Because our Lord can do anything. And he chooses to love us. He chooses to love you. So in your times of pain, in your times of sorrow, in your times of trouble, you can ask him for help and he'll be here for you because he loves you. When you mess up, when you have a tough day, when your things aren't going well, when you make bad decisions, you can say, Lord, I'm sorry. And he forgives you. That's the kind of Lord, that's the kind of God we have. He loves you. He's not one who's thinking about just himself. He's not thinking about his own pocketbook or his own talents and abilities that he wants to increase because he's the king. No, he cares about us because he loves. That's the kind of God we have. One who loves us. One who'll do anything for us. One who says, I got all the power in the world and I'm choosing to use that power to love you. My friends that are students here at IWA, you have men that are sitting by you. Your dads, your father figures, your grandpas, the men that you respect and that you admire. Hopefully in some way they've taught you how to love. Hopefully they've taught you how to be a better person, a better disciple of the Lord Jesus. We're thankful for you dads and father figures that are here today. Thanks for being here. Thanks for showing your daughters how to love, how to live, how to think about others. Thank you for taking the authority that you've been given as the father of the family, as a father figure, to share with others how to love, how to live. Our world can be a better place if we learn from God how to love, how to be disciples, how to show others kindness and respect. And so thank you, dads, for the impact and the influence that you had in the lives of your daughters. And daughters, don't forget to thank your dads at some time today. Thanks for their presence that they've been. Thank them for the love that they've given you. Because we are blessed. We're loved by our God. We're loved by the men here in the room. We know that if we ever need anything, we go to our dads. Go to your dad in your pew, you go to your Heavenly Father. He'll be here for you too. So we ask today, as we continue in prayer, as we continue in love, that God may touch our hearts, that he may help us to be the very best disciples we can. We ask the Lord to help us to learn from him how to use the gifts we've given so we can be better leaders, so we can be better disciples, so that we can love the way that he wants us to love.